So Stuart, first of all, pre-season's pretty much finito for Port Vale on Saturday. You must be itching to go.
Yeah, we are, and the players are. You know, we've just had a couple of little injuries during the week, which hasn't helped preparation really. But you know, once that whistle goes, adrenaline and the crowd and that. So yeah, naturally, first game of season, everyone's looking forward to it, and we're no different.
You've been in the job a couple of months now. How have you settled in? Have you enjoyed going back to the sort of the hot seat, being the main man? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, listen, I enjoy, you know, being out on that training field with the players and trying to get the best out of them. You know, that's something that I relish, really. You know, it's going to be a long season. It's a grueling season with all the games we play, but it's something that you've got to really take on board and look forward to every day, and that's what I want the players to do. You know, every day they come in, whether it's rain, snow, sleet, wind, you know, they're here to learn, they're here to improve, and most importantly, they're here to succeed. So, you know, that part of it. The other part of it, trying to bring players in and dealing with lots of things, has been really, really hectic. But you know, once it settles down and the window closes, then we can just fully focus on what goes out on the pitch and on the training ground. But yeah, to answer your question, yeah, really enjoying it.
You've been pleased with the additions you brought in, and is there moves afoot to get more in before the window shuts?
Yeah, there certainly is. I think now with the loan market being it is, you can't just go nick a player for a month. You've got to have them in your building once the window closes. So I think you've got to probably have a slightly bigger squad, which naturally impacts on your budget. But there's no doubt we need another striker and probably a central midfield player. And then possibly maybe a wide man. I think we've got 7/8 defenders, which should be enough. But I think, you know, we're looking to get another striker in. I've had a penny for every time somebody asks me, have we got a striker yet? You know, and can you get this 25 goals striker? Well, you know, they're, you know, very thin on the ground, especially with Division 1 budget. But we're looking, and, you know, sometimes you've got to be lucky. You know, maybe nick one on loan, and you know, there's no guarantees. There's no guarantees with anyone, but there's certainly no guarantees that striker's going to come along and get you 20-25 goals. So maybe you've got to look at, if you're having 4 strikers, can you get between 10 and 15 out of each one of them? And that gets you up there. So there's all different ways to look at it, but I think majority of clubs are after, you know, the one, that's why they get paid the most money, you know, can finish the opportunities that you're hopefully going to create.
And you've brought Nicky down from up north. That's a market you know well, Stuart. Have you thought about maybe going up there and getting value for money, perhaps?
Yeah, you say that, but, you know, some of the players we've inquired about, and I think they look at it and think, oh, Bradford, big club, they've spent, you know, they've sold 16,000, 18,000 season tickets, they'll have a load of money. But I think everyone knows, if you're down here, that, you know, the price of the tickets are fantastic, you know, and we haven't got bags of money just because we've got a lot of supporters coming because of the amount they pay. But, you know, I made a couple of inquiries about a couple of players in Scotland, and I've got to say that, you know, we just couldn't afford the money that they're asking, at this stage anyway. You know, as it gets nearer to the window, you know, does that price come down if they want the player, if they want to sell a player, maybe. But also, the longer you leave it, the more other clubs become, I say, desperate, but interested as well. So sometimes, again, it's a little bit of luck. Just trying to, you maybe get a call about somebody out of the blue, and if you can act quickly, then you do it. Once it becomes known, then other clubs get involved. So it's, you know, it's you just got to sort of wait and see. But you've got to be ready to go in there. And I'll say we've looked at a lot of players, but unfortunately at the moment, certainly some of the ones that we've inquired in Scotland, the price is too much.
And the ambition, Stuart, I spoke to Mark and Nicky before, they're saying that they're looking for playoffs and then promotion, aim high. is that what you'll be looking for this season?
I think myself, along with another, probably 16 managers, will be looking at Nick, you know, getting to that top six. I think the 3 teams that have come down, MK Dons, Bolton and Charlton, will be strong. And there's, like ourselves, we're a big club in this level, but, you know, it's a Sheffield United, Scunthorpe finished strong last year. But there is, I think it's going to be really competitive, I really do. I think, you know, you'll win one week, you'll lose one week, you'll draw, but it's just about being in there and around there. You know, come the end of the season, and we're no different. You know, that's what we would like. It's easy to talk about, but you know, I think, you know, almost the first month we're Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday. So, you know, the size of the squad, we're just a little bit. You know, we've got 3 defenders out at the minute for the next month, which hampers us a little bit. But we've got to try to pick up as many points as we can in this early period, and then hopefully the squad will get stronger. You know, we'll get players back, and that'll make us, you know, more difficult.
Is Bradford this time around a different kettle of fish from the Bradford you were in charge of 6 years ago?
Yeah, without a doubt. For every reason, even the training complex here is different. We're in a different league. So, yeah, it's different in a lot of ways. But what doesn't change is the expectation level when you're at a big club, and this is certainly a big club. So the expectation level's high. The demands are high. But that's what you want. You know, that's why you're at a club that you think has got ambition and can progress. And as I say, even though there's a lot in our division like that, then, you know, we're in the same boat and we want to get the best out of what we've got.
And Bradford aside, finally, Stuart, your old club Rangers, they used to kick off their campaign Saturday as well. How do you see them faring this year?
Yeah, well, I was speaking to somebody, the staff member last night, actually, and I think squad-wise they're strong. I think they've got a lot of good competition, you know, in the midfield. You know, they've obviously got Rossiter and Barton, and, you know, they've got Halliday and Hall, and, you know, they've got good, strong competition there. I believe Mark wants to bring another defender and striker in, which will just add to it. But I think they've recruited well in the summer. And, you know, I think confidence-wise will be high. Expectation, again, for them will be high. You know, I think they've got Hamilton. And they'll be looking to get on the front foot and get off to a flyer. And no doubt with a full house, that's something I think they'll do.